My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society, and that is why I like to get away from America as often as possible.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle. This is Chips with Everything, which is the British pop music show. I'm going to be here for the next hour playing some great British pop music of recent and antique vintage. How antique? We have the special guests this week are the University of British Columbia's Gilbert and Sullivan Society. So we're going to actually have some live expositions of the pop sounds of 1880. They have a show coming up, and they're bringing a bunch of people in, and they're going to do some stuff in the studio. That's going to be in about half an hour. Until then, I'm just going to be rocking some great pop tunes. I'm the host, Quentin. Please stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty. but I'm exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
Military spokesman said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Like a train, leading the show. Thank you. you're the DJ, so go and do what DJs do. Be nice to your fans.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. We opened the show with 19 by Paul Hardcastle, one of those genre tracks, you know, a kind of hip-hoppy, funky, housey thing with, you know, anti-war samples all over it. Not the finest example of that genre, but probably the most successful. That was a number one hit in the UK, and you know, there's other better examples of that thing out there. Certainly Steinsky did a good George Bush one that I remember. But hey, that one, that dude laughed all the way to the bank with that. That was followed by Pop Levi. Don't know what happened to that guy. Sugar Assault Me Now, then Toto Coila, I Eat Cannibals. It's 21 minutes after 5. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. In about 10 minutes time, we're going to have some wonderful people from the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of the University of British Columbia. They're doing a production of HMS Pinafore not too far from this studio, and they're going to come and do a little bit of live performance for us, so please stay tuned for that.
You have no idea what pleasure it gives me to renew my acquaintance with the inimitable operas of Gilbert and Sullivan. I'm struck afresh by the astonishing variety and contrast that we can enjoy in these operas. What different places they take us to, colorful, exciting places, and how wonderfully Sullivan's music creates a totally new mood for each location.
It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. It's particularly rapid, unintelligible, packard isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
Mind you, Gilbert was no fool. He knew full well that all melodrama had to have an element of burlesque.
Well, I do say, when it comes to the fairer sex, the periodical Cosmopolitan has little to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36? Well, perhaps if she were 5'3".
Ladies, if your butt is round and you want a triple X, slow down, down 900, mix a lot and kick the nasty thoughts. So fellas, yeah. Ladies, yeah. I'm rolling my Mercedes. Oh, yeah. Shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
In the middle, but she got much back.
Love, for I am passing young and little able to judge. Moreover, as to thy character, I know naught.
Oh, nay, Rose, I'll answer for that. Thick as one thy love fairly. Oh, broken-hearted as I am, I'll stand up for Dick through thick and thin.
But it may be that he drinketh strong waters which do bemuse a man and make him even as the wild beasts of the desert.
Well, suppose he does. And I don't say he don't, for rum's his bane, and ever has been. He does drink. I'm not going to deny it. But what of that? I mean, look at his arm, tattooed to the shoulders. No. I won't hear a word against Dick.
But they say that mariners are but really true to those whom they profess to love.
Granted, and I won't say that Dick isn't as bad as any of them. You are, you know you are, the dogged devil of a fellow, a regular out-and-out Lothario. And what an accomplishment that is in a family man.
The poor soul. He doesn't realize that he's only hungering for my daughter because of his latent feelings for me.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world.
He called me Maud.
Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her.
He called her Maud.
The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up.
He called her Maud.
Then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud.
They were fighting when he called her Maud. name when he called her Maud.
The beautiful sound of laughter. And I've got a few people in the studio that are hoping to become acquainted with that sound. Let's see how many of you. There's like eight. There's nine people in this tiny room right now. Eight of them are associated with the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of University of British Columbia. Is that the correct name?
Oh, very well done, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Seth. I know you well. You have been on the show, what, twice before?
Yeah.
Come a bit closer to the microphone. Oh, wait, sorry. I got to turn on the microphone.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, thanks.
Yeah, good.
You guys are doing a production of HMS Pinafore. When is that? When are you doing that?
That's on February 9th to the 12th. At the
The old auditorium.
Yeah, that's it.
The newly renovated old auditorium.
Mm.
And that's up here at UBC. What's the name of the building that that's in?
It's actually called the Old Auditorium.
It's just called that?
Yeah, it's right beside Kerner Library and beside the music building.
It's a great venue. You used to perform there, but you haven't been there for a while, eh?
Well, I was never with them when they did, so.
But yeah, we were actually founded in that building.
How many years ago?
How long has it been?
Like 8 years at least?
Yeah, about 8 years ago.
8 years? I was expecting like 75. You know, CIT... CITR is like 79 years old. You guys are 8 years old. Is that it?
Well, we might have gone through a little transition from Mossock into the Gilbert and Sullivan Society, and Mossock's much older. Mossock's about 7 years old.
Right. Okay. We're going to give you full details of the show, how to get tickets, and all of that. But for fun, these guys are going to do a selection from the show. So, what's the first number? And maybe you could just set up the scenario here.
Well, the first song will be... What is the name of the song? Things Are Seldom What They Seem. And it's basically the captain is having problems with his daughter because she's in love with a sailor, and class differences and the social situations of the time. You know, it was the 1870s and things were what they were. And Buttercup, the bumboat woman...
This lovely woman who comes to the ship to sell her wares and make sure the sailors get all sorts of awesome stuff from the mainland...
Yes, like...
Basically has a crush on the captain, but she also has a large secret, so...
Very large secret.
Very large secret.
Don't tell them.
Groundbreaking, in fact.
Yeah, in fact.
No spoilers, please.
Oh, no.
We're wanting people to buy tickets. Okay, well, at your leisure, let's hear it.
Things are seldom what they seem. Soy milk masquerades as cream. High-lows pass as patent leathers. Jackdaws strut in peacock's feathers.
Very true, so they do.
Black sheep dwell in every fold. All that glitters is not gold. Storks are not to be but logs. Bulls are but inflated frogs.
So they be frequently.
Drops the wind and stops the mill. Turbot is ambitious brill. Gild the farthing if you will. Yet it is a farthing still.
Yes,
I know that is so. Though to catch your drift I'm striving, it is shady, it is shady. I don't see at what you're driving, mystic lady, mystic lady.
Stern convictions o'er me stealing, that the mystic lady's dealing in oracular revealing.
Yes, I know
that is so.
And that's it.
That was really excellent, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. So that was from Things Are Seldom What They Seem from HMS Pinafore, or The Last That Loved a Sailor.
I love subtitles in shows. I think more shows need subtitles.
One of Gilbert and Sullivan's most famous opera, I think, was actually written in 1878. And, you know, it ran for 571 performances. Wikipedia is telling me that's pretty impressive. God. Can you imagine, though, performing those songs for that often? Okay, I want to turn around and ask. You guys actually do have a full orchestra when you're performing live, right? You have
yes.
the UBC orchestra, just like a bunch of... I mean, who's
Well, our musical director's here.
Yeah, come closer to that.
We have a variety of music students from UBC, as well as local high school students that are extremely talented, as well as community players. And together, they've come together to provide live music in the pit for this performance. It's going to be very exciting to have. There.
Well, I heard the orchestra rehearsing when I was coming into the building today, and I have to say it sounded really beautiful. So I'm looking forward to this.
They're incredible.
And what's the name of this fellow on piano here?
My name's Kemuel Wong, and Gary here is the one who's playing piano.
Gary, how long does it take you to prepare a whole opera on the piano?
There's some things I actually never seen before. But I think it's okay. I think it's a lot of fun, so that's why I'm doing
it. Do you do a lot of... How long does it... Like, I play the piano, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I also happen to have some scores of Gilbert and Sullivan stuff lying around at home.
Right.
And I've tried playing it. I'm like, God, I could never do this. There's no way that I could learn, you know, 160 pages of this music.
I learned pretty quickly. I guess in a couple of weeks I can probably get it down.
How about you guys? How long have you been rehearsing for?
We've been rehearsing for a little longer than a couple of weeks for the show.
Yes.
But the music came together pretty quick.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Russell, are you the are you still the person that's in charge of the Gilbert and Sullivan?
Gosh, no, I have been, but I'm not anymore.
Because last time you were on the show, that was your position.
Yes, I think I was vice president. It was very official back then, but it's been a couple of years, and I'm moving on a little bit.
Okay, are you going to do another song now?
Yes.
What's this one?
It's called A British Tar, and it's when Sir Joseph gives the sailors a song basically saying that they're the equal of any man in the world excepting Sir Joseph's.
Okay, so let's see, just kind of stand around the front of the microphone a bit better, just to make sure you get a good volume.
Oh, great. Okay, all right, sure.
All right. Okay, whenever you're ready.
A British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial word.
His foot should stand,
and his lips should curl,
his head should twirl,
and his brow should furl,
his bosom shall heave,
and his heart should glow, and his fist be ever ready for a knockdown.
We'll leave you in suspense about the rest.
Thanks very much. Are you guys all sailors in the show? Is that what it is? Okay, can we just let's talk about the logistics of the show. It's running at the Old Auditorium on February the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and then a matinee on the 12th. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Oh, it's Wednesday to Friday night.
Oh, it's Wednesday Saturday to Friday. Afternoon. Okay, sorry, I'm wrong here. Yeah, you know what? I should know this.
It's because it's
this is on my wife's birthday.
Oh, yeah, we want everyone to get a chance to go home for reading break.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, sorry, Wednesday the 9th through Friday the 11th. And then the matinee's on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And tickets are $15, $10 if you're a student. And you can make reservations by emailing info@gsubc.com. And, you know, it will be a very excellent show, I'm sure. Can I just ask this question? Gilbert or Sullivan?
Oh.
Does anybody want to... Anyone want to put a challenging opinion about that?
I think it depends on which show you're doing. I think there's some of their shows together, it felt like Sullivan won, and he got to do really beautiful music. But then other shows, it felt like Gilbert won, and all the words are really good, but the music's a little less good.
Yeah, and Gilbert had live peacocks at his house, so... You know,
he was that's hard to be.
He was definitely more crazy.
And Gilbert apparently died saving someone from drowning. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's a feather in his cap, his reputation. So, which one is it for this, for in you guys' opinion? Gilbert or Sullivan for HMS Pinafore?
I think a combination of both.
That's such a cop-out.
It's good and exciting, and it's also hilarious.
It's true. They do have some excellent lyrics. You're going to do one more song before we say au revoir?
Yes.
Okay, what's this one? Give me the setup. And who's singing in the show?
I play Josephine, the captain's daughter.
And I play Rafe, Salem.
And we're in love. And this song is called Refrain, Audacious Tar. And Rafe has just tried to come on to Josephine, and she's basically telling him,
no.
Don't you dare, you are below me. But she secretly loves him.
Okay, and you're on time.
Feeling beauty,
I'd heart with anguish torn bows down before her. She laughs my love to scorn, yet I
thanks very much. The members of the University of British Columbia Gilbert and Sullivan Society. So, yeah, please go and see them. HMS Pinafore once more. It's at the old auditorium at UBC from the 9th to the 12th of February. And I'll see you guys again next year, probably. Do you have another show planned beyond this?
There's always great ideas coming around, but I don't think they've settled it down quite yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I want you to come back. You will come back, though, whatever your next show is, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss it.
All right. Thanks, gang.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
time's a late secondary phase. It's not unusual for it to last for days. And everything is magnified when it is done. Imitating things that went before without a satisfying answer anymore. The present just repeats the future from the past. Second answers to the past. If yesterday is gone, don't try to make it last. And summer winds are come and gone without a it's ending.
Hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but her love was just the same. Now hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, I need her loving and I'm not ashamed. Now hush, early in the morning, late in the midnight, I want it and I need it now. Got to have it. And all it took was a touch of her hand. It blew my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't eat, y'all, and I can't sleep. Na, 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 na. Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but her love was just the same. Now hush, hush. Hush, I thought I heard her calling my name. Now hush, hush, she broke my heart, but her love was just the same. Now hush, hush, did y'all hear her call my name? Machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah. Her name. That don't matter, she said, if it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next, we were moving on, and she was with me. Yeah, me. Next, we were moving on, and she was with me.
Running a little bit late on time here. It's 5 to 6. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. I thought for fun I'd play some original versions of some well-known hits. That was The Arrows with I Love Rock and Roll. The original recording of that song, of course, made more famous by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Then before that, Billy Joe Royal. I think that came out in 68. Hush, and of course, Black Sabbath. And Deep Purple. Did the famous version of that. And then Kitty by Racy, re-recorded as what's it called? Hey Mickey, you're so fine. by God, who recorded that song again? You guys remember? Blank expressions all around. That's good to know. So we're gonna we were just having a conversation here. Aidan is here getting ready for Queer FM. We were just talking about the whole money for nothing, Dire Straits controversy, and he's got an outspoken view about it. Okay, Maclean's Magazine went to the programming director of CITR to get a soundbite, I guess, and he just said, you know what, we'd never play that song anyway. You know, CITR doesn't play crappy music like that. I don't think that was exactly what he said. I'm paraphrasing. Okay, Aidan.
Oh, well, you mentioned that that I had a comment on it, and I looked at it for just a quick second and thought, wow, you know, that was just Dire Straits and Sting giving MTV the finger back in 1986. It's taken us this long to figure it out. I mean, I guess the Pope finally recognized a few saints 500 years later. So, you know, I guess in gay standard time, that's about right.
You know, it's certainly there's no doubt that the controversy is a little crap, but it's you know, the word faggot is in the word of is in the mouth of a character in the song who's, you know, negatively portrayed as a bigot. You know, he's using his own jealousy or whatever to drive his bigotry. But it is surprising how both he and Mark Knopfler really relish saying that word in
the
song.
They love just, I think, just pissing off MTV. What was really funny for me listening to it was just it was a total spoof. And here we are, you know, George Carlin said it best. Words themselves are not evil. It's how you use them and the intent you use them with. And don't we have more important things to worry about than a song that was recorded in 1986?
We certainly do. You know, there's no beer. There's not a single beer left in the beer fridge at CITR.
It's a travesty.
We should complain to the management.
Listen, Bryce was right. We should not be playing this song in CITR, not because it's offensive, but because, you know, it's a piece of junk. But I'm gonna play the Royal Trucks version to close the show, just for a laugh. Here we go. Money for Nothing by Royal Trucks. Stay tuned for Aidan's show, Queer FM.
His own hair. A little faggot's got his own dead airplane.